Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpa. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpa review titled Kings and Castles, featuring Amar, Braden, and Drew. On today's show, we play the domain game featuring Jermo.com, Rhythmic.io, and R.org. And then we've got the NameJet in a Jet segment, sponsored by NameJet. And we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including Fats.com, and that's with a Z, HeatSeeker.com, Roughneck.com, and LocalGuides.com. We also talk about domain strategy, when to pull the trigger on a sale. We also talk about poker, blackjack, royal titles, and castles. Some of this is domain related, some not so much, but all this and more is coming up on today's show. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at DomainSherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at DS.TV. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. And please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. And huge shout out to DNWE, short for Domain Name Wholesale Exchange. It's a trading platform designed specifically for domain investors, streamlining the process of buying and selling domain names to make it quicker and easier. With a community of over 3,500 investors, DNWE enhances market liquidity, facilitating more efficient transactions with standard domain listings, reverse auctions, standard auctions, and soon to be added portfolio auctions, including traffic portfolios. DNWE is part of EW3N, a family-run digital asset investment company based in London, England, that also operates DomainManage.com, which is a global sales platform, and Brandable.UK, which is a marketplace for UK and co.UK. UK domain names. And also, big shout out to Unstoppable Domains, the only ICANN accredited registrar that lets you trade DNS domains on chain and access crypto investors. With 3% commissions, at cost renewals, and hundreds of resellers soon to be integrated, they're a cutting edge marketplace you need to know about and use to get more sales and keep your costs down. Unstoppable can save you thousands in registration costs. They've got $5.com Fridays and $5 off all transfers in. No promo code required. And last but certainly not least, shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at mediaoptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and of course, domain investing. And also remember, we've got NamesCon Global coming up November 5th and 6th in Miami. Go to namescon.com for more information and to register, and use coupon code DS20 to get 20% off the ticket price. And also, talking about domain conferences, the ICA is having their annual meeting in Las Vegas, January 15th to the 17th at the Park MGM. So go to ICA.Vegas for more information to register, sign up, all that good stuff, and we'll see everybody there. All right, with all that, it's now time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, where we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. These are the experts, the OGs, the best in the biz, my homies. There are four segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We've got one, that's the grand opening. That's what's happening right now. I intro the Sherpas, we see what's going on with them, talk about some related things, some unrelated things. Then we get into the domain game. That's where we hear about what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses on the price. We keep score, and then somehow, some way, someday, get some swag to the winners. We actually have some new swag that just came in. It just came in. I showed you guys off, but I can't say what it is yet because it hasn't been like shown to the public.
I'll believe it when it shows up here.
Fair enough. That's
a lot of talk, man. It's a lot of talk. It's true, all I hear is words.
What? Oh, man.
Words.
Oh, man. All right. Then we've got NameJet and a Jet, sponsored by our friends at NameJet. We review a list of domains coming up for auction, see what the Sherpas like and what they don't like. And then last but not least, we get into grand closing. That's where we discuss anything we haven't already covered, what's going on in the domain space, and looking at market trends, current events, conferences, events, allowing our guests to mention or promote anything they want to talk about that we've not already discussed. With that, let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas over to my right. I got my boy Andrew Rosner, a.k.a. Morpheus, a.k.a. the Dirk Diggler of digital assets, a.k.a. Bob Lee Swagger the Sniper, a.k.a. Never Gonna Give Drew Up, Get Rick Rolled, Every Rosner Has Its Thorn, Drew Got What I Need, Greybeard the Domain Pirate, Lord Drew, perhaps. I don't know. We'll see. That's actually some offline convo. But anyway, what's up, dude? How are you?
I'm great. I am good. Yeah.
All right, man. Well, glad to hear it. I know you were away for about a week.
Struggling with very important decisions. That's it.
Life choices, man. Life is all about choices. And then, you know, that is pretty much, and all decisions have consequences. So, but I'm with it, man. I like it. I like your options, you know, media options, keeping it popping. Buy low, sell high, reaping the profits. All right, let's keep it moving. To my lower right, I got my boy, Amar Kuba, a.k.a. King Kuba, a.k.a. Danny Ocean, a.k.a. the even greater Gatsby. Don't chase an unworthy dream, y'all. A.k.a. Amar Zan, a.k.a. Kuba Libre, a.k.a. LL Amar J, Kuba Soze, Selly Zabalis, Kuba Kinte. What up, man?
What's going on? Maybe soon Count Kuba?
Ooh, yeah, Count Kuba.
Kuba, that's
got a
ring to it.
Yo, hold on. I'm putting that on there regardless. That is just went on the AKA sheet. It's official. Count Kuba. So what's up, man? How you living?
I'm good. I got a little bit of a cold, but I'm feeling good.
Hey, how do you get a cold in July?
In Vegas, too.
I think I'm just not sleeping enough.
Well, you're in California, but, right? Man.
Yeah. You getting sunshine? You got to go out there. You got to get your 20, 30 minutes in the morning. You got to get you 1 hour in the afternoon. You getting your sun?
Yep, I'm getting my sun. I think it's just not deep enough.
Are you wearing sunglasses in the sun, though?
No
sunglasses.
Are we about to get into this whole thing? You got to get that vitamin D in your eyeballs.
That's it.
So,
photon receptors.
That's it, man. Yo, get receptive. We receptive out here. All right, let's keep it moving. Below me, last but not least, we got my boy Braden Pollock, a.k.a. Tony Stark, a.k.a. Benjamin Button, a.k.a. Eat Bray Love, a.k.a. Be Real, a.k.a. Braden Statham, a.k.a. Braden Pollockton, the Archduke of Calabasas and the Viscount of Woodland Hills. It's not that your domain is worthless. It's just that it's worth less. What's up, man? How are you?
All good here. No complaints. Just trying to move some domain names, you know.
Trying to slang some domains. Selling domains like cocaine.
Yes.
Get it, man. You know what I'm saying? But, all right, well.
You prepared to upgrade from Viscount of Woodland Hills to Duke of Portugal? You ready?
I'm working on it. Yeah,
are we making moves over there or what?
Get your Duke on.
You know what I'm saying? Viscount of Woodland Hills is okay, but. We're talking drawbridges and cannons over here.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with being a Viscount, Braden. Don't let them tell you different. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. But yeah, man. Well, we're trying to get titles out here. We all trying to get titles. That's what it that's one of the goals in life, right? Trying to get yourself a land title in some foreign land. And
the only thing
came up.
I do like the ring of Count Kuba, but it's just not high enough in the pecking order. So I'm
Lord Titles. He's got a whole thing. Oh, Count Kuba is pretty cool though, man. Count Kuba is like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, that's like, people are lining up to talk to you and your Lord Brandon Pollock, dude. Look at you, man. See? I wasn't even being, this is what I'm saying. It's like we make jokes and then dudes drop hammers out here. They're just like, oh yeah, let me show you some gangster shit. So,
you know you know what actually sounds a little bit better than Count Kuba is King Kuba.
Yeah,
Kuba.
King Kuba is one of your AKs.
Look, we got the book. This is the book.
Peerage and baronetage.
Peerage and baronetage.
Right? Oh man,
who you want to be?
King Kuba.
Does that book list Braden Pollock as the Lord Braden Pollock of Hogan Manor? Is that in the book?
I'll let you know. When did you buy your
this was earned. What are you talking about?
Hold on.
It means here officially governed by the laws of the United Kingdom, Great Britain, and Northern Ireland.
Right. All right. Well, I'll look you up. This is 2008. Did you do it before or after that?
heavy stock too, by the way, I'll have you know.
Did you get it before or after 2008?
After 2008.
You're not going to be in there.
Upgrade that book.
It's an expensive book.
Shit.
But you do have...
Okay, this is legit, like it comes in a folder. See, I mean, that's how we know it's legit.
Man,
it's official.
I don't like this shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting old. I got to do the stupid lean back to read. Okay. This is very fine print, though.
Lean back.
There is an honorable Claire Pollock, an honorable Rosemary Pollock, an honorable Mr. and Mrs. Charles Hansworth Pollock, and there is a Shona Pollock, honorable, and a Lady Anne Pollock. None of those are you.
None of those are me.
Well, you don't know. They may have been him prior to the...
Yeah, Lady Anne, you know what I'm saying?
Prior to the change. He went to the same clinic that Bridget Macron went to.
Oh, man. There we go. There we go.
So, let's talk to the domain.
That's some wild shit right there, I'll tell you.
Dude, there's wild shit happening in general. There's a lot of wild shit.
The whole world is just crazy. That's why we need... That's why we need drawbridges and cannons.
Right, guns out, guns out.
That might be the name of the episode, is Drawbridges and Cannons, because, you know, you really, if you've got a crib that has a drawbridge, a working drawbridge, you kind of, I think you've reached a certain echelon.
I think you can kind of look back in your life and say, I made good decisions.
Certain, you've reached a certain echelon.
Now put the cannons out. The cannons out. Look at the
cannons out, drawbridge.
Become solicitous. You know,
yeah, I think that's an indication you've made it.
Do a little,
yep.
You know, like things. You know, we got to get busy with some stuff. We got to get into all the pomp and circumstance. You know, that's what I'm all about. I like it. That's why we out here slanging domains. We just trying to get to the drawbridge, homie. You want to be on the side of the drawbridge that controls it going up and down, not the side that's trying to enter into the castle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, where you definitely don't want to be is in our alligator moat.
Moat. You don't want to be in the moat. So. Anyway.
All right. Let's go.
All right. Well, let's start with, you know, if we're going to dive right into the domain game, then Drew, it's on you. So.
Oh, it's on me.
Here we go.
Drew, you got time crystal? Did you see my post on Twitter about time crystals?
No.
Did you buy time
crystal? When did you buy time crystal? You just bought
it. 2 days ago. Yeah.
I posted on Twitter a while ago about time crystals.
You did?
You didn't see that?
No.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny.
What did you say about time crystals?
It was like a month ago, maybe. Let me find it. I was like, ask chat to explain time crystals for you. You know, like expect your mind to be blown, something like that.
Oh, I think I actually might have seen that.
And anyway, is that I mean, that must have prompted you to go look it up.
No, so. I actually have known about time crystals for a variety of other reasons, but no, I didn't go look it up. It was expired and it didn't go to the auction.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. Cause I recently,
you want to know what, you don't want to know another crazy coincidence like that just happened to me yesterday or the day before? What's today? Wednesday, maybe Monday. Don't ask me why. I woke up in the morning and I was thinking to myself, you know what domain I really would love to own is Monaco.com. And I was like, I what a great brand Monaco.com would be. And then I sit down at my desk and I'm going through my emails. Now it was a Monday after I've just returned from a long holiday. And so I'm buried. I'm going through emails. And lo and behold, there's an email from Fred Mercaldo saying that he's selling Monaco.com. And I thought, motherfucker. This is like fate. I obviously have to own Monaco.com. So I emailed him, but he wants like $1.5 million. I told him, you know, that ain't going to happen. I offered him $250. No takers.
Yeah.
No takers.
It's a fair offer.
I thought so too.
Fair offer by Lord Rosner. Yeah.
Here, right, May 22nd. Here, May 22nd, I posted, ask chat to explain time crystals. Prepare to have your mind blown. May 22nd.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, this was an expired domain. I just bought it. I think I won it on Monday, and I got the name yesterday.
Yeah, I would have bought it too if I would have saw it.
Yeah, and 1900 bucks.
I would have bought it too if somebody else gave me the heads up to go, you know, to go get out in front of it, out in front of the trend. You know, I would have bought that as well.
All right. So look, I was gonna go with Madagascar.com, which I just bought, but I know you now. I know you. I thought maybe because it was early your time, you hadn't looked PDC yet, but clearly you did. So I'm gonna skip Madagascar.
It was also brought to me. So I know the price anyway.
Got it.
And
so what's the price he gave you?
100, I think. Let me look it up. I'll tell you exactly.
Who is he?
We can't disclose that. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Maybe if you join.
It's a need to know. It's the Indian James Booth. Indian American James Booth.
Okay. That doesn't sound, I don't know. 100.
Yeah.
100 on June 28th. So.
When you get Indian your title, Count Cuba, then you shall get access all right. to the.
Okay. We're going to go with. All of the things. We are gonna go with
King Kuba is already one of your AKAs, by the way. That's literally the first AKA I would say is King Kuba. And that's cool. I mean, that's aggressive. We could go with that. All right. Please hurry, Lord Rosner of Odemira.
Okay. I'm gonna go with Germo.com, a purchase. Germo.com. Germo. Germo. Or we can go with Corla. Corla. You guys
these are buys or sales?
Yeah, these are both buys. Both five-letter pronounceable little brands. Similar to real words, but slightly off.
But not.
Which one are we going with? Germo?
Germo?
Germo.
Germo it is.
We'll go with Germo. Germo.
Zoom tight.
Thank you.
Bless you, King Count Cuba. You'll be using embroidered handkerchiefs and shit.
You doing it?
Three, there two, we go. One. 5Gs, 5Gs.
Oh, right. Damn.
Braden's at $222. Oh, Amar and I are 5,000.
It was exactly $5,000. So you guys both won.
I just thought you got a deal on it.
I think that is a deal. I think that is a deal. If you look at end user adoption, there's a ton of end user adoption. It's a really good little five letter, lots of use. I'll take a little five letter brand like that for $5,000 all day.
Yeah, I'd still buy those. I don't know.
Yeah. You know what? Honestly, it's not that easy to buy. I don't see them very often. And it's funny because in about, you know, 1 week period of time, I bought four or five of them that all got offered to me, all in that sort of $3,000 to $5,000 range. Yeah, I took all of them because they're really, it's not easy to get those. And they generally have done very well for me. Hmm. They generally will sell really well for, you know, $40,000 to $75,000.
Okay, all right, I'll start buying them.
Actually, no, don't. They don't work. The Viscount does not trouble himself with such small domains. That's the thing, you know. All right, well, so Amar and I each get a point. So it's a good start. Good start. So Amar, you're next. So you can't get a point in this next round.
Oh, that's cheating.
That's the benefit of me being the host.
Yeah. I got a sale, rhythmic.io.
Rhythmic?
Rhythmic.io. Rhythmic. Feel the vibration.
All right. I'm feeling it. Feeling the vibe here. Feeling the rhythm.
Rhythmic.io. Sold, right?
So, yeah.
Okay.
It is the rhythmic.io.
I feel the vibration.
It's a pretty good accent, Drew.
You've been working.
Yeah, on.
It's great.
Countdown.
3, 2, 1, flip it. All right. Ooh, okay. $8,000. Me.
I got the over.
Drew is at $14,369 and Braden is at $15,000 and I almost knocked my mic over.
All right. JT gets it. $9,900.
Oh. Yeah.
Let's go.
I actually had 12.5 and I was like, nah, I'm going to give it the MR premium. And I changed it to 15.
Yeah, 9,900. I paid $99 for it. So pretty good.
Not bad.
That's awesome.
100X.
Not bad.
.io. Good stuff. Good stuff, man. Good stuff by me. Good stuff by me guessing correct. Great sale by you. Even better guess
moving
by
on.
Me.
All right. I just reported all my recent sales. Do you guys see those?
I did not.
No.
But I already have 2 points. I basically won. So just
where did you report them?
Name bio and Ron.
No, I have not seen those.
Okay. So then I could use those. All right. If
it's not in PDC, it doesn't exist.
Yeah. Or if you didn't mention it on the show already.
Yeah.
I did not. Okay. So let's do a .org. You want to do forward.org?
Oh, no. I did see that one because somebody pointed it out to me.
Okay. How about r.org?
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
r.org.
Did you guys see it?
I did not.
Mm-hmm. That was supposed to be mine, man. That's rosner.org. That's like, that's my legacy. How can you sell that?
LordRosner.org.
I thought we were friends.
Rorg. What's it?
Okay.
It's a one character, so it's r.org.
That's pretty much how, yep. Yep.
That's pretty much how letters work. I just was saying it's a one, so I'm starting in my head about what's a one character.org worth. I mean, shit, dude.
Don't explain. Just.
Just right. I have no idea. All right, 3, 2, 1. All right, I have 200,000. Amar's at 250,000, and Drew is at $499,369.
Amar gets it.
I think I get it.
Amar, you had what, 250? And
all right, he's done math, so it's 500? Three something because it's in.
No, the I had 499,369. Thank you very much.
I think you're close to the pin. 375.
Oh! Take it home.
By like $10.
$2. Yeah, that was really close. That was really good. All right, Drew gets the point. And Rorg. So it's how long do you have it? And what's really good? How would you pay for it?
So I sold it 2 months ago through Adam.
Do you know who the buyer was?
No idea. Don't care.
I'm just curious. I mean, because you know, it's an I think those names are obviously worth it, but it's a rare buyer that for whom a one letter.org is worth that, right?
It's actually like
it's much less
blog
than I wanted.
Yeah, it's like a sports news feed. It's like a sports news feed.
Yeah.
Weird.
R.org. About us. What are they? Let's see if what the all right, well go ahead. Yeah. So
I've had it 9 years. I bought a portfolio from the registry way back in the day.
Yep.
9 years ago that day. I paid $20,000 for it. I mean, it was I had to write a big check because I bought a portfolio, but that individual name was $20,000 at the time. Good luck getting that now. I had it listed actually at $750.
Didn't you buy all of their one letters?
I bought a bunch. Yeah. I didn't buy them all. They wouldn't let me buy them all. I tried. Because I'm just trying to raise some money at the time. And we'd put a package together and then they wouldn't let me buy them. So I wanted double that. I wanted 750, but, you know, the 375 offer came through. They wouldn't go up. We went back and forth. And I was really on the fence about it. And I thought, you know, it's a good return, obviously.
Yeah.
How much longer am I going to wait? Had it for 7-9 years. How much longer am I going to wait to get a little bit more money? If I can get another couple hundred grand, I might as well take the 375 and parlay that into a new name. So that's what I did.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Still
I've been doing that. Like, I've been taking deals that I ordinarily wouldn't take. But I thought better off just turning these names.
Yeah. Well, hey, I mean, still a great result.
Again, as long as you can replace them and you want to, then you should always just be a price taker as long as it's, you know, in the strike zone.
Yeah. There's always inventory out there, you know, good inventory. Not that I can get other one letter singleletter.orgs, but.
No, but.
But I can go buy it. I can go buy a beggaronword.com for $375.
Or a castle.
Higher propensity to sell.
Or a castle, even.
Which I've done. I'm out of that.
I'm just saying there are things you can spend your money on that, you know, are. But no, it's still, you know, 10X, nice result. And.
No. Almost 20.
Oh, what'd you say you paid?
I said 10. 370. I paid 20 grand. I sold.
Oh, I thought you said you paid 30 grand. Sorry, my bad. So, yeah, so almost. 19. Yeah, 20X, dude. I mean, what else you hold, you know? And it's r.org sports is their thing.
I'm not seeing your sales on DN Journal. You said you reported them all to Ron?
Yeah, I just reported them a couple of days ago. So it hasn't come out yet. But they're on name bio.
Got it.
r.org sports. So good stuff. All right. Well, good work. Good job on your sale. Good job, Drew, with the guess. Great job, though, to me, winning the domain game today. And I just want to say thank you to everybody for your support through the process. It means a lot.
Billy, you can cut all this.
I'm just glad that I could come out here and just, you know, do what it takes to win. And I actually have the swag. I got the merch right here. I'm just going to give it to myself in the award ceremony. It's going to happen off camera right after the show.
By yourself.
And thanks to everybody for supporting me in my journey. It's been great. You know what I mean? Hopefully we'll just keep winning for you.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
All right, now. Speaking of keeping it moving, let's go ahead and hop into some name jet gonna jet. We've got a list of domains coming up for auction. We're gonna see what the Sherpas like, what they don't like. If you want, you can go to the domainsherpa.com page and download the Excel spreadsheet from basically with the show notes. And, you know, I'll give you the domain list, the estimated appraisals, how many back orders is at the time that we put the list together, the order by date, and some other potentially helpful information, not financial advice. Just do with it what you will. But let's dig into the list and see what's good. Amar, what about you, man? Let's start with you.
All right.
I got again, a special name on here for you, bro.
Yeah, I know. I'll be hopefully buying that. Again, I don't understand why ASEN is valued so high. You know, obviously it's a four letter. I don't think Drew would pay. Drew, would you pay $5,000 for that?
I think you
definitely. I'm waiting for the spreadsheet to load. I don't know why it's taking so long.
ASEN.
ASEN. No, I wouldn't pay $5,000 for that.
Right. So I don't understand the valuation thing there. But yeah,
what he's
sometimes, all right, so, yeah, it just gets weird sometimes. We have one AMSR or something like that. I think AMSRA.
No, that's like,
no, ASMR is what you're thinking, Braden.
ASMR. You're thinking of ASMR, which is the the autonomous sensory meridian response, right? Which is the things that sound like sort of comforting or something, right?
Right.
I don't know. We have something like that. I think it is ASMR or something like that. And it gets
that's worth a lot.
MSR. No, that's the thing. It's advanced microwave scanning radiometer.
Oh, I mean, now you're going to make me have to go look.
We're all over the place on this. But the ASMR, though, and like sort of culture is like,
right, that's a big thing.
The sounds of like, you know, it's like a sensory thing and it's related.
Yeah, like the paper crinkling or
sounds that kind of like almost like this, you know, how some people like the smell of gasoline, you know what I mean? Where it's like,
yeah,
you know, it's like there's something there that creates like a feeling. And it's, you know, and for that, it's the sensory stuff and it's audio a lot, you know, bubbling brooks and, you know, like fire crackling and things like things that sound, you know, kind of cool and soothing and, you know, that kind of
thing,
trigger a certain positive response. And so if you have a variation of that, though, that's not that, then maybe you're getting some, but this one.
Yeah, it's not ASMR, but I'm going to, let's see.
So of these, other than.
Oh, it's A. Is this it? It might be AMSM.
You're just better off.
Okay. So other than Pickleball Party. I like Fats, F-A-T-Z, I like Silk Dragon.
Silk Dragon, no doubt. Yeah, the ASEN, I mean, it's so what we were referring to for those of you who aren't, well, you know, it's a million-dollar Estabot appraisal almost, and take all those with a
grain of salt. Is that what Josephine calls you?
Silk Dragon.
Silk Dragon. Oh, man. All right, well, cool. But what about Fats? What do you think about Fats? Is that just a cool brand or what?
I think it's a cool brand. Obviously,
he had a company called Traffic Z. He likes these things that end with Z.
The end with the Z.
No, but
were you bidding on the Bit Z? That was a cool name. Who won that?
That's a cool name, though.
Yeah.
I think didn't Adam Strong get that?
Oh, I think you're right. I think Adam Strong got it. Yeah, great name.
It's a good name. No, Fats, I just like
going.
I think I like food names, and I think that's a great brand. And you know, fats are back in vogue, the right kind of fats. So I like it. And Silk Dragon is just a fucking phenomenal brand. So
Silk Dragon. Yeah, no, I'm with it, man. I like it. All right, cool. Well, let's keep it moving. Braden. What about you, man?
Roughneck. I think Roughneck is a good, IPA name or whatever.
I think it'd be great for like outdoor gear, anything involving hiking, climbing, you know, some cowboy
It's my turn. Stuff. It's my turn right now. Did we say commentary from the moderator?
Oh, I'm sorry. You just got muted, bitch. I'm sorry. That's crazy. That's crazy how that happens. You know what I'm saying? Look. Go ahead. You may come back into the show. Go ahead.
All right. So Roughneck is good for the reasons I said and then JT repeated. I like Slap. SLAPP could be brand. It's also a legal thing, which is probably what you were thinking when you saw it.
Well, the thing is sometimes you got to tell them twice. That's why you got the double P.
and since they're not next to each other, he has to mute them.
Sometimes you need that.
I have a moderator.
Sometimes you need the extra P. That should be the motto, whatever company that's going to be. Sometimes they didn't hear you the first time.
So Slap is I think it's a better brand than it is a legal term.
Like the dude on the golf course that challenged that NHL guy. Did you see that?
Here we go. Sorry, Braden.
Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry,
dude.
Braden. Well, so that was so good.
To people who haven't seen it, you got to go see it, because basically what it is like these two dudes are pretty drunk on a golf course. We're taking way too long. The group playing up behind them was giving them a hard time till finally they were just like lost it and were like, yo, cut the shit. Let us play through or we're going to literally like throw you in the, there's a lake, you know, he's like, I'm going to throw you in the lake, bro. And then the dude was like, so the one of the guys that was being real slow decides he's just like, oh, you want to go? And they're Canadian. So they got this Canadian accent, you know? So he's like, you want to go, pal? You want to go? You know? And he's like, so they end up, he attacks the guy. And it turns out the guy is an ex-NHL, like, enforcer. He's basically an ex-
And he's like a brawler. He's like literally that's... like, and he's also a house. Like, this guy must be really drunk.
Well. Be like, yeah, well I'm for the guy.
It didn't go well at all.
No, he actually throws him in the lake. Right?
No, like he says, but the best part is that every time he punches him in the face, he goes, hey, bang, bang. Anyways, all right, let's go. Back
to the slap, slap, slap. All right, yes.
I'm looking it up right now.
Oh, it's dude, really, it really is a phenomenal.
Well, it's like, what are you doing? You know, like, I get it. Like, you know, you, but, you know, he literally attacked the big guy. And it's like,
and he warned him, he said, dude, this is not the way to go. I'm telling you right now, this isn't what you want to do. And he's, and then the dude's friend's like, but he's really tough. And the dude's looking at him, he's like, you are not tough. And then the guys are going, aah! And the guy goes, like, I don't even know what you're doing, but you're not scaring anybody. Yeah. Next thing you know, the guy fucking runs at him and he just gets absolutely pummeled.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Dude. He throws him in the lake.
All right.
The guy comes out the lake and then he gets punched in the face a bunch. And then he gets thrown.
On that note, I think MrGo.com is the best cocaine dealer domain name I've ever seen.
Mr. Go.
Mr. Go. You know what I'm saying? When your supply is low, call Mr.
Call
Go.
Mr. Go.
Oh man. All right. I'm sorry. Well, real quick, Brayden, are you done? Did you say, cause you did, I don't think you got to say much.
I don't know. No, I would have talked about local guides, but that's all right.
Do you like it or don't like it?
I like it. I like local guides. Good.
Mm-hmm. I think that's good
too. All right, Drew. It's on you. AKA Mr. Go.
I like Mostra. I do like Mr. Go. I think Mr. Go is really cool. I think it's just a cool name. I mean, it could be for many different things. Mostra, Mostra. You know, it's foreign language. I just think it's a good. I think it's good. I think it can make a good brand.
Because it's Portuguese, right? For show or exhibition, basically.
Yeah, it means to like demonstrate.
Mm-hmm. To show.
Yeah.
Mr. Go, gon' show.
And Heat Seeker, I'm surprised nobody said Heat Seeker. I think Heat Seeker is a cool name.
Yeah.
You know, like I think like whether heat maps, you know, or, you know, I don't know, some new defense tech. But Heat Seeker is a pretty cool brand.
You know what I'm
saying? We run to the heat. Mm. Y'all bitches running away. We run to the heat. Heatseeker.com.
Unless you're that dude who ran right into the heat and then got thrown in the lake.
I think we got a peek into how Drew sells domains. He comes up with a tagline and then he tells you why you need to buy this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
I am pretty good with taglines, I will say.
So, but that the one for slap is great when 1P is just not enough.
Yeah, when 1P when they didn't hear you the first time.
Well,
when you've been drinking all night and 1P is just not enough.
Yeah. Slap.
To Braden's point, though, also, it's the like the slap lawsuits, you know, the First Amendment, you know, lawsuit intended to censor or silence. You know, it's like you get hit with slap suit, strategic lawsuit against public participation. You know,
so. Oh, interesting. Okay. So it's I like it. It's a good name.
Yeah. Yeah, well, then that's the thing, and there's actually anti-slap
it's
laws.
Not really, though. Yeah, anti-slap is probably better, but nobody's gonna like Google slap, like from that perspective. I mean, lawyers know they're usually bullshit cases just to kind of
listen. If your logo, in the clock, like, yeah,
and make the other side spend a bunch of money and they get tossed. But I'm on here with two lawyers. You guys can talk about this shit.
But the face slapping championship, if somebody wants to come up with another league with a competitive league.
Slap bro. Slap with a double P.
Ooh.
When one P
you
just
can make the two P's. You can make the two P's. You can make the two P's into people. Into people.
Or the hand.
Or hands. Yeah. No, oh man. I love this name. I love this name.
We talked about the slap on the last show last week. We talked about Sherpa Slap, you know, because we got Sherpa Island, and we talked about like if there was like a, you know, that power slap stuff, which is insane.
And, yeah. You'd probably be good at power slap. You got some bear claws. You got some big fucking mitts.
You know, I mean, that, hey, yeah, I do.
I'm not doing that shit.
You got to have the right torque too. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it comes.
Yeah, you got to
have the right, like, and what I was saying, there's nothing worse probably than being in one of those slap competitions and you slap first and homeboy doesn't go down and instead just gives you the fucking smile with the mouth guard. You're just like, because then you just got to sit there and be ready. You about to get hit with a, because then they're going to be all chalking up, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I wanted this. This is what I'm here for. And it's like, bang. You
be fucked up in the head to do it. I mean, if some big dude, like, he slapped me as hard as he could across the face and I didn't block it, I didn't move, I just stood there, I would go down. Like, I would be dizzy. I would not be able to slap back.
Dude,
like, well, I would need.
How do they decide who slaps first?
I think it's like a coin flip.
Coin toss, probably.
Yeah, something like that. And then, you know, but you see the size of these dudes that are both slapping and getting slapped. And like, and what's crazy is like, the big guys, they get hit. And they're just
I just heard somebody talking about it the other day, a doctor. Like 70% of these dudes end up with the same shit that the NFL guys.
Yeah, CRT, you know.
Concussions and stuff. I mean, just how do you train for it? Somebody just smacks you all the time, all day long. Hit me. I'm training.
Yo, listen, slap with a double P. Your motto is sometimes you got to tell them twice. And you got Rick James as your like, you know, your what do you call that? Not mascot, but what do you call that? Like your
spokesperson.
Spokesperson. I'm Rick James, bitch.
Don't make
me have to slap twice.
Squat. All right.
You're off the rails. We're off the rails.
Yeah. All right.
Let's go back to Castle.
It is what it is. All right. It's Mr. Go, Heat Seeker, Slap. And then anything else? Anything you don't like?
All the rest.
Nobody, Amar, you didn't talk about the name. Did you not talk about it because you wanted to be under the radar?
No, I mean, it's not, I don't know that it's a super valuable name, but it's a cool name, Pickleball Party, right? Like,
it has a negative CPC.
But you didn't mention it.
He didn't mention it. He just said he acknowledged that he knew there was a name on the list.
You have to pay people to click on your shit if that's your domain.
I mean, yeah, it's you could do like a local kind of thing.
Look, you can lean into this one. I think you're still going to be the only bidder.
Yeah.
Josh have been on too.
Yeah, I was thought about holding it out until the next time Josh and Mar are on together, but I don't know when but this is going to auction it tomorrow.
You know, regs.org isn't bad. You know, regulations.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, regs.org could be a decent. I don't have to think about it, but it seems like a decent enough name. Fats is cool. Fats is growing on me. I kind of like Fats.
That's really,
it's not going to sell for a lot. You know what I mean? It's going to be like a barbecue joint, or it's going to be like a, you know, maybe it could be a consumer brand for a food product. Maybe
I think it can be a consumer brand. It can be a brand.
But for what? Like pretzels? Like what are you going to do?
No, dude. That's like good fats, healthy fats are really big right now.
Yeah, they sell some avocados.
Yeah, but they don't come in a fucking package. You know what I'm saying? They attached at the hip to a
only
cow or
fats
like a,
doesn't exist yet, you know what I'm saying? That's perfect. That means there's
or is it, you know, it's in a coconut, an avocado, you know, or the ass of a cow.
I bet you that goes for $5,000 plus.
You think?
No.
Okay, let's see.
We shall
I'm taking the under on that.
Fats Southern Kitchen, South Carolina. Fats Cafe. Fats Cafe. Fats Advertising. Fats Apparel. Fats, yeah, a variety of.
The worst name.
Ooh, I just got the final payment. I just got the final payment on the sale of Spree.com right now, live on this Domain Sherpa episode.
That's it, huh?
Spree, S-P-R-E-E?
It's funny. Yeah, I don't think they ever even launched a website. It's been years.
It's a good name.
I don't even remember what I sold it for.
I just got an email.
It's a casino, bro.
What is it?
I just got live on air. I just got an email from Dharmesh. You know how many times you get emails from billionaires, you know?
Yeah.
Just saying.
That's pretty cool.
What was he saying? I overpaid you for forward.org?
I'm not going to say what he's saying.
All right. Well, that's fine. You're the one who brought it up.
Let's see.
What are we waiting for?
No, I was just, I don't even remember what I sold Spree.com for.
But it's an online casino.
Spree.com is? It doesn't load for me for some reason.
Maybe you're behind some kind of firewall or some kind of, you're being protected from, you know, online gambling. So, all right, well, cool. All right. Well, that's the name Jack and the Jet list. Thanks, guys. Appreciate all that. There's a name on there that we didn't talk about, which is delusions.com. I thought that was a good one for Drew. But, you know.
Delusions of grandeur?
Delusions of grandeur.
Yeah. Well, look, when I got my moat, my drawbridge, and my cannons, man, those delusions become reality.
It could be a conspiracy site.
Delusions.
That's pretty funny. No. Anyway, all right, but that's pretty much the list. So all good stuff. Good luck, everybody. Happy bidding. And you know, all good. All right, well, let's see. We've got about 10 minutes and kind of rolled through everything pretty quick and stayed somewhat on time, which is awesome. But all right, let's start with you, Braden. What you got, man? What else is good in your world? So buying, selling domains.
Chilling, I got I got two deals, one a small one that was agreed to this morning, so waiting for payment, and then one that was agreed to late last night through our friend Teddy over at Namecheap.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we'll be signing a purchase agreement today on that. So I'll be able to, that's a payment plan.
Nice.
Came in through their marketplace, their brokers?
No, just Teddy was handling it. So he just texted me and, you know, went back and forth. And I think it's a friend of his, actually. He's pinged me a few times over the years.
He's always been pretty active, particularly in the Seoul, you know, the San Francisco area startups. He's been pretty heavily, or
talking about,
you know,
Teddy Wooster. Big shout out to Teddy, by the way. Big shout out to Teddy. He's good.
Yep, big cat shout out.
Yeah, man.
So, you know, that's what I got going on. You're waiting for some other. I got a bunch of payment plans. Suddenly, this year, like I went into the year with no LTOs. I usually have them, but I had none beginning of the year. Now I've got like 5 or 6. All of a sudden, just don't go about.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad, right? Getting those checks every month.
I don't mind. And it's like, you know, it's actually 6 figures a month.
Yeah.
So cool.
Love it. Yep.
That's awesome. All right. Well, good stuff. All right, Drew, what about you? Other than some castle shopping.
Just a little castle shopping. And that's it, you know. What we do over here.
For a small castle but it must be, at least instead of bedrooms, it's how many turrets it has, you know?
It must have a drawbridge and a moat.
Three turrets. I'm looking for three turrets, two drawbridges, three turrets.
I own turret.com.
Galleon.com. The big ships.
Yep. It's not related to what we were talking
about. Didn't Castle.com just sell?
Castle.com did sell. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
That's
you guys are real
That's
banger.
It's such a great name.
Such a good name. So why did you pass on Madagascar.com?
You know, I mean, I think it's a decent brand at 100. I was like, if it was in the five figures, I would have pulled the trigger. At 100, it was just kind of like, a maybe. And, I've been buying a bunch of names and I just thought, it's hard to spell. Right. Easy.
It's really not, because I went through that exercise. And I was, actually, there's really not another way to spell it.
With ease. If it was 75, I would have pulled the trigger. At 100, it's like, it was borderline for me. It's a good brand.
It's a good name. It's got a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
Well, good stuff. That's good. All right. So, well, good luck with your castle shopping. And, it'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out. All right. So, Amar. King Kuba, yeah. Count Kuba.
I got to give a shout out to my buddy.
I think we can say that, if anybody needs assistance getting an X.com handle, we can help.
Oh, yeah. That's good. That's divulging. A good add to the announcements. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's definitely
something that we can assist with. In an advantage way above anybody else on earth. So if you do need an X.com handle, we particularly if it's in a reserve suspended status type of thing, we may be able to help you. You should contact us.
Yeah. Or even if it's not. I mean, peer-to-peer, whatever. It's all good. Yep. Digital assets, baby. Yep. It's all under the umbrella. But yeah. Anybody need an X handle, holler at your boys. Cool. All right.
I want to talk to you guys offline about the handles later. So,
yeah.
Kuba chameleon. Let's go.
give a shout out to my buddy Pei, who's playing in the World Series right now. He's almost, hopefully today he'll be in the money. He's like on day 3 or 4, I think. So
wait, so that's the WSOP World Series of Poker that's happening right now. So, that's awesome. So, man. Who's that?
I'm excited for him. If he can make it through today, then he's in the money and he's getting closer to the final table.
Yeah, who's that?
He's not in the domain industry. Just a buddy from back in the day.
All right, man. We love that, homies from back in the day.
Shout out to Mars buddy.
Yeah, that's right. Let's go.
He's texting me, every few hours, letting me know how his chips stack and all that. So it's kind of fun to watch.
Yeah. So is that how it works? I mean, I know, you got to qualify, then you get there. Then it's like, is it usually, what do you got to be in the top, 50, 20? Like, when do you actually get paid?
This morning, he says, I made it to day 4 with 283,000 in chips. There are 1,476 players left. 1,461 of us make the money.
No way. So, okay. Oh, shit. So a lot of people make a little bit of paper.
Yeah, but I mean, it started at, so this is day 4.
Yeah, so how many people?
Almost 10,000 total entries.
Wow. Okay. So you got to make the top 10%, basically. Top 15%.
Yeah, a little of 15%. But so he's already in the top. He's basically top 15% already. So it's pretty good.
Wow.
Dude, that's crazy, man. You got to have some dedication, though. I mean, it's to sit there 4 days straight just to,
Dude, he's grinding. I think it's like 12, 14 hour days.
Dude, that's crazy, man. And it's just sitting there just vibing out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't even be on your phone, right? I mean, like, at the table.
I think you can, but you're just supposed to be, I mean, you need to be focused. You got to be watching.
Yeah, you got to be locked. You got to be locked in.
Yeah.
I was following somebody on one of the Barstool guys, maybe might be in the mix. And they said that he had, he folded 50 some straight hands. You know what I mean? Just got to keep grinding, you know? I have a hard time when I play poker because I'm the opposite of that shit. Like, I do not want to ever fold. I'm like, yo, I'm going all in, like, right off the bat.
Yeah, that's why I don't play poker. I like blackjack because I can be emotional. And the more, like, let's say, irrational I play, the more money I generally win.
Oh, you're that guy at the table, huh?
I am that guy at the table. I'm going to fuck all your systems up.
You've played with Brew at the table before.
I'm going to fuck all your systems up. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you thought you had a system? Before you sat down at my table.
Yeah, he's like splitting 10. He's splitting two kings. He's like, I'm going to split them.
Listen, I just get the download. You feel me? I just sit there and I just look up. I get the download and then I make my call. But look, I generally win, and I generally win pretty good.
At least nobody said you weren't, that you weren't humble. You know,
my last take, I won $14,000 on $1,000 starting,
Yeah, that was
started with a grand. That was and then I before that I did less than that, but like maybe 5 or 6 pull.
Yeah, don't sit at any tables with any NHL players because they're gonna kick your ass if you do that shit.
Bang, bang. I remember one time
I've had people yell at me, and it's like, fuck you.
Vegas. I think it was a NamesCon. Maybe I think Overman was there. Shout out to Overman, and at the table, and we had some dude at our table that was, deep, big stacks. He'd obviously been there for a while. I forget what I did. I did something stupid that, like, was against book. You know what I mean? Like, I split tens or something fucking, like, irrational and dumb, and it shouldn't really matter, but it does, right? So it's like, so I did my thing. It makes the table go sideways. He loses like an enormous bet, and it's some dude that we don't know, at the end of the table that like loses like a huge stack. And I'm pretty drunk, so I don't realize what's happening until it happens. And then I'm like, oh, dude, I am so sorry, bro. Like, and he's just like, to his credit, he was like, because I think somebody else at our table that was with us, and it may have been Matt, was like, fuck you, dude. Like, he was like legit mad at me. And then this dude who lost like probably like 20 G's is sitting there, and he's like, man, sometimes you just got to follow your heart, bro. I'm like, I like you, man. I'm like, I can't give you what you lost, but I can give you a fist bump, man. You know what I'm saying? And like, and appreciate your vibe, But yeah, so playing with Drew is probably pretty interesting too, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, well, let's see what else is good. At the end of every show lately, talking about just the different events coming up, I always mention the NamesCon conference coming up in November in Miami. Drew, you still on tap for that?
I still on tap. Not 100% confirmed, but working on getting that 100% confirmed.
Get that 100% confirmed, bruh. Let's go. But yeah, let's see. And for some reason, I don't memorize the dates, but I think it's, November 5th and 6th in Miami. Go to namescon.com. Check it out. We'll all be there. It's actually like in that Wynwood neighborhood, which I'm really looking forward to some of the stuff that, we were, some of the overflow that we didn't get to do when we were in Miami last time. So that's going to be great. So definitely make sure y'all get out to that. And then we've got the ICA happening in January. That's go to ICA.Vegas. ICA.Vegas at it's at the Park MGM, January 15th to the 17th, Park MGM and the Nomad. And, go get joined, get registered. That's also going to be a lot of fun and very, very cool. So definitely check all that out. All right, guys, I'm about to close the, I'm about to shut it down unless anybody's got anything before we go.
Nope.
Acceptance by silence. Everybody agrees. We are out. All right, to the audience, I want to thank y'all. For those of you who made it this far, congratulations. You know what I'm saying? You may be allowed to walk across the drawbridge at some point, since you stuck with us. But maybe. Say it on every Maybe. I said I qualified it with maybe.
Don't get carried away.
Yeah. Whoa. But hey, I say it on every show, without you, there is no us. So thank you so much for tuning in as always. Last like couple weeks, actually, we've been getting a lot of feedback, a lot of positive stuff, a lot of really cool messages online. Just, you know, enough that we've taken notice. And so just want to say thank you guys for tuning in and for, you know, feedback, good, bad or otherwise. It's always appreciated.
Just slam that like button, the subscribe button, hit all those buttons. You know what I'm saying? We need some love. We need some.
Hit it all.
I know, but you got to repeat. You know what I mean? People love us. Give us some love.
Love us. I want you to love us even more. And
love us even if you hate us.
No, let's go. But yes, all that stuff. Liz, get it. Like button, the subscribe button everywhere that you can, and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. That's what we say. And that's what's up. And thank you guys, my co-host today, as always, appreciate your time and your insight and your knowledge and wisdom. It is much, much appreciated. And I think that's about it. And with that, everybody be safe out there this summertime. Enjoy. Keep doing what you're doing. Holler at us. We're not hard to find. Otherwise, we'll see y'all next time here on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. All right, peace out, y'all.
Peace.